really great stuff out of David Norris today, and it certainly is nowhere near what he will accomplish soon here. Whether next weekend, tomorrow, in 3 weeks, we'll just find out. But David had some moments in the race today where, like, Yakimushkin caught him, I believe, and David had to work really hard and ski really fast, quite a bit differently than he had been skiing, and he was able to do it for a long time. And, man, as a coach, it's so fun to see athletes take chances and not just say, I'm going to let him go because that's going to cause me to run into trouble later in the race. But I'm going to take a swing and hope to hit a big one here. And I think he saw glimpses, and I hope he feels this. I haven't had a really good chance to catch up with him yet, but I hope he sees the greatness that was in there today. He just didn't put it together for an entire race. So I'm excited to catch up with him at dinner and see how he feels.
So, you know, I'm curious, a guy like David, who's been on the scene a long time, and, you know, and I know that oftentimes, like, the U.S. ski team designation can be a curse for some athletes and it can be a blessing for other athletes. And, you know, David had a really strong season last year. You know, when you're whispering to an athlete, how do you encourage a guy like David to take those chances and be like, look, man, like, you have no risk. You've proved your worth here. You know, if that's the right word, worth, but, like, you've proved you belong here. Yeah. What do you say to an athlete like that to, like, enable them to take those chances and not sort of play it conservatively? So it's like, oh crap, I don't want to blow up here.
Yeah, that's a good question. And honestly, in this case, it was to say nothing, just to kind of, I think we all just stayed positive, stayed focused on, being engaged, watching this men's race and cheering them on. But David did this all by himself. You know, he's someone who can dig so deeply, as you have seen in his race in Falun last year, where he was just about in the top 10. And as we've seen in his mountain running, he's a guy that, he needs some encouragement, of course, but he doesn't take, there's no magic there. He's just tough and is at the core. So, I just think, in general, David and probably our whole team, we are just coming into race form. So we've got to put these little pieces together, and pretty soon we'll have a whole puzzle.